Lauren Feldman with a podcast, recording it on my iPad. Got a new iPad Pro. These things are incredible. You want to talk about that for a second? Sure, I will. iPad Pro M1 chip. It's the fastest computer I've ever used. It's amazing. It's so fast. It does everything. Handles 4K video, all that stuff. Hated schlepping around a laptop every time I traveled. I'm in New York now. I'd bring an iPad and a laptop. Couldn't hack it anymore, so got rid of the laptop and went all in on the iPad Pro, and I'm very impressed. It's a very nifty little piece of hardware. Sounds great. Big screen. Got that dopey Apple Pencil I never use for anything. I highly recommend it. So, that's my Apple review. Been gone for a while. It's my first podcast in months. I don't know, content, quotes, content creation, just doesn't raise my flag, so to speak, like it used to. You know? What am I going to do? Talk about politics? Everything's so just over. You know what I'm saying? We're in a post content society. Everybody makes content. It's all awful. I don't know. I just don't want to be lumped in with all these people making content. I got a job. That's keeping me busy. I got my side hustle. That keeps me busy. And the thought of TikToking or YouTubing or anything, really, it's weird. Used to do this stuff every day back in the day. The puppets and going nuts and commenting on everything. I don't give a shit about anything anymore. I really don't. I don't know. That's why, I mean, even this is so easy to do. And yet I find it so difficult. It's weird. I kind of miss you guys. I like talking to you guys. I do. But I don't know. I just have no creative oomph anymore. No desire to make puppet shows. No desire to make videos. No desire to make films. No desire to make any of it. I go to shul. That I do. I go to shul a lot. Don't want to record there. That would be fun, though. Start recording just morning minion. Me and 9 other guys of their 80s singing in Hebrew. That would be a good podcast, huh? Me singing in Hebrew. I mean, it's already 3 minutes, and I've already run out of stuff to say. I mean, I could talk about Trump. I could talk about Elon. I could talk about Afghanistan. I could talk about all this stuff, but let's be honest. You don't want to hear it. I don't want to say it. So that's why I don't do this stuff. I don't want to just, you know, be filler. So, anyway, I would like to do it again. My friend Paul Carr, I don't know if you know him, at Paul Carr, C-A-R-R. He's an old school tech journalist, cool guy, British guy. He's married to Sarah Lacey. He's got a book out about people murdering people in Silicon Valley, which seems like a dream come true. I could see it becoming a movie. I could see it becoming a movie. That would be a great movie. Paul's a good guy. He's been calling out these tech assholes for 1 million years. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll talk to him. We'll record that. That would be fun. He's got incredible stories. You think I have good stories? He's got incredible stories. The Uber guys almost killed his wife, Sarah Lacey. They were one step away from actually having her killed. She's a ballsy broad. She didn't back down. She went right after them. Paul's a tough guy, too. Tough little British guy. Wiry. Not really a fighter, but I don't think he'd back down from one. And certainly when it comes to Sarah, he'd kill you if you tried to hurt her, I think. So they went through a rough time with that. I'm sure parts of it'll be in the book. Anyway, I just figured I'd stop in, test recording on this iPad. See how it is. No mic, no nothing. I'm lying in bed, sitting on my chest. So anyway, have a good day. I'm going to try and get motivated, and we'll take it from there. Lauren Feldman from laurenfeldman.com.